The book of Galatians, third chapter, verse 2 and 3. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Amen. It is sometimes possible for believers to start their walk with Jesus in the Spirit and then try to complete it by their own strength. And it is all the more true, especially when you are in a season of fasting and prayer. You start in the Holy Spirit and you are trying to perfect your life by the works that you do, by your own strength, but with the help of God's Spirit. Amen. 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 We need the help of God's Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I heard a long time back, the Holy Spirit will never help you unless you ask Him to. I mean, He won't take you for granted. He would want to help, but He is perfectly gentle and He will never invade your will and say, I'm going to do this work for you, unless you ask Him. Unless you ask Him. And so it is important that you started in the Spirit purely by grace. You started, and now you're trying to bring the work that God wants to do in your life by your own strength. Oh, we will fall short. Do you hear that? It is so important that you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You ask Him to help you all the way. See, you don't drink just water just once a day, do you? You don't drink water just once in a while, do you? You drink water every day. And certain days, you need to drink water a couple of times or more than that. The Holy Spirit is called the living waters. You don't say, I had a touch of God's anointing and I had a refreshing time with the Holy Spirit last week. No, no, no. That was true, you had. But you need to say, Lord, I need to drink of you today. I come with a thirst. I come with a kind of emptiness. The reason some of us feel empty at times is because that's a sign that God is calling you to drink. Naturally, you know, if you were thirsty, you would make sure that you would rush somewhere to take a drink. The same way, God will allow certain times a kind of thirst to come inside of you. A kind of emptiness to come inside of you. And what happens to 99% of the believers is that they try to fulfill that emptiness by getting into something worldly. When they feel kind of empty, kind of restless, they don't rush to the shepherd that is Jesus, but they rush towards something that will gratify them for the moment. And they feel all the more miserable. Oh, are you hearing this tonight, church? But you need to rush to Jesus and say, Lord, I realize this hunger, this kind of craving inside of me is because there is a lack. And I am thirsty for you. And I come before you humbly. Fill me. Water never flows up. Water always flows down. Do you hear that? Water never flows up. Water always flows down. In other words, humility, dependence, and seeking and thirst will bring the glory upon your life. It is so possible that a believer in fasting and prayer, after some time he begins to trust in his strength, he begins to become proud because he starts doing something that is terrible and he is getting all dependent upon his own flesh and upon his own will to do what God wants him to do. And suddenly he realizes one day he's falling flat down. And he says, what happened? Oh, it's happened to me. Sometimes you learn from the word. Sometimes you learn from the whisper of the Holy Spirit. But more of the times you learn from your mistakes. And it is much more dangerous when you don't learn from your mistakes. It is so good if you can just learn from the word and say, Lord, my God, I thank you for this word. I keep myself. What happens is we receive the word and we still try. You know, have you seen this? You tell a child, don't play there. The child wants to go there and play. Don't go near the river. The child wants to go near the river. It's the same way. God says, don't do this. He says, let me try. You hear that? But still, at least learn. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. After having begun in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Don't try to bring the work inside your life to completion by your own strength. Decisions are important. The will is important. All that is important. But the most important thing is dependence on the Holy Spirit of God. You hear that? It's the dependence on the Holy Spirit of God. Now let me say this something to you. You know, actually, next whole week we got men of God coming here and preaching. And, you know, I wanted to see if we could have the morning sessions of 6 to 8 early in the morning to have an hour of prayer and then a hour of teaching on just the Word and the Spirit. 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 Most of the people do not know the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, if you look at the creed, you will find that, you know, there are nearly 10 articles concerning the person of Jesus Christ. But only one word. We believe in the Holy Spirit. Nobody knows who He is. You hear that? But people know what Jesus done for them. More than that, they have also got an idea of who the Father is. But they have absolutely no idea on who the Holy Spirit of God is. And many of the people who knew Him, as somewhere along the line, just left Him. He's not left you, but you have left Him. And that is why, and tomorrow morning, I pray the Holy Spirit will anoint me to preach a message on the religious spirit and the Holy Spirit. The difference. Now, when you have a religious spirit, what happens is, you know, you will get terribly irritated with the word Holy Spirit. Because you're doing everything by yourself. You will get troubled by people who are kind of emotional in worship. You will feel kind of terrible when people begin to speak about victory and blessings and glory and anointing and gifts of the Spirit and manifestations of faith and all that. You say, no. I tried all that. That's not for me. It didn't work. You know why? Because you have left the Spirit. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying tonight. You need to be dependent completely. Now what happens is many people think the Holy Spirit is someone. You know, most of the people do not know that He is a person. But I believe you know that. Amen? He is one with the Father, one with the Son, is equally to be worshipped.
Amen. He's not a vapor. He's not a, you know, smoky kind of thing.
All those are symbols of the Holy Spirit. When we say that Jesus is the Lamb of God, you're not going to see a lamp when you go to heaven. You're going to see Jesus. When we say the Holy Spirit is fire, oil, water, all that, you're just not going to see some water. You're just not going to see some oil. You're going to see a person. One with the Father and the Son. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, let me say this. What happens to most people is that they, through their surrender, they say, I want more of Him. You can't. You hear that? Please hear me well. You can't have more of Him. He can have more of you. Because He is God. You hear that? Some people say, I want more of the Holy Spirit. No, 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 no. God is God. He says, I want more of you. You give me yourself. If you think of Him as a spirit, in the sense that you don't think He's got a personality, what happens is, I'm going to happen. Are you with me? You're going to give yourself to Him. If you don't understand that, instead of the Holy Spirit using you, you will use Him. Nyan prabichu. Yende shakti. No, 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 no. I have given myself. That means I'm dependent on Him. I have to do what He wants me to do. And if He is lacking in your life, the important thing is, when you read that chapter, in the third chapter of Galatians, the first verse, He's saying, what has bewitched you, O church in Galatia? Was not Christ Jesus crucified in front of you? In other words, they lost the picture of Christ. They were a church. They were praying. They were tithing. They were fasting. They were keeping the commandments. They knew everything about God. But the picture of Christ was gone from them. And so He said, who has bewitched you? What has bewitched you? Was not Christ crucified in front of you? I mean, see the picture of Christ. See the Lord. When the Spirit of God comes, He will always glorify. Amen. You know everything, don't you? He will always glorify Jesus. So how do you see some people get, you know, especially people who are kind of intellectual, and people who are kind of, you know, intellectual people find it hard to surrender. You know that? They know everything about the Lord, about Jesus, about the gospel, everything, but they find it hard to surrender. To just let go of their pride and just to be a child and give themselves in the hands of Jesus, they find it hard. That's not the issue. What I'm saying is, if Christ is magnified in front of your eyes, look at the scripture in Matthew 13. You will find the 46th verse saying, Jesus is the pearl of great price. In other words, He is more precious than anything else. So when there is a lack of oil, of fellowship with the Holy Spirit of God, He is not all precious. When you read that chapter, 13th chapter, 45 and 46, it says, pearls, plenty of pearls. But the merchant goes and buys the pearl of the greatest price, or the best one among them all. There are plenty of pearls. There are plenty of lovely things in this world. There are plenty of attractions in this world. There are plenty of things in this world. But when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you say, oh my God, Jesus is the pearl of great price. You hear that? He is the pearl of great price. But when you are religious, He's not the pearl of great price. Yeah, I go to church. I pray. I tithe. I fast. I do all that. Yeah, Jesus, I know. But He's not become everything for me. And as a matter of fact, you will say, I don't want Him to. I would just like to worship Him and just go off without ever giving Him chance and charge over my life completely. You hear that? Oh, hallelujah. In the book of Song of Songs, the 5th chapter and verse 10 says, what does it say there? Huh? 5:10? Read it fast. Song of Songs. Let's see who's got the anointing to open to that chapter very quickly. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Chief among the 10,000s. There are 10,000s, but He's the chief. Are you with me? See, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, God's servants are important. They are lovely. They are fantastic people. Amen? Wonderful pastors, there are plenty of them. Wonderful ministers of the gospel, there are plenty of them. There are great anointed people, plenty of them. But, hallelujah, the chiefest. Hallelujah. Among them all is Jesus. And I look to Him and to Him alone. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, when there is a lack, everything else becomes more important. You hear that? And what I'm trying to tell you is, when a good work is started by the Spirit, the work has to be completed by the Holy Spirit. And you have to be dependent on Him all the way. Daily. Daily. Not weekly fellowship. Not monthly fellowship. Daily. You have to say, oh, I can't live this day without You. Help me. I can pray without You, but I don't want to do that. You know that you can pray without the Spirit? Do you know that you can fast without the Spirit? Do you know that you can sing songs without the Spirit? Do you know that you can study the Bible without the Spirit? But you will never have revelation. You will never have convictions. Hear me well. If you're studying the Bible without the Holy Spirit, you will never have any convictions. People can twist you and turn you. But you'll have convictions when the Spirit of God has convicted you. You can do all that without the Spirit. Pray. You can pray 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours a day without the Spirit of God. And you come out more empty and more miserable and more full of self. Where you begin to look down upon people. And you begin to become judgmental and hard to get along with. But when you have yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, and when you pray, and when you come out, you are so meek. The nature of Jesus is formed inside of you. You hear that? Oh, church, this is deep. If you understand what depth is, this is deep. Starting by the Spirit, you can never complete in the flesh. Do you hear that? You have to be dependent on God's Holy Spirit all the way. Now, next week I pray and God will help us and God will anoint us and give us grace and enablement to have a series of studies on simple scriptures, nothing highlighting, nothing great, but simple truths which we have neglected. Are you with me? Simple realities of fellowship which we have neglected. That's why the fire has gone out. That's why the heart is not warm enough. That's why you don't sense the grace of God inside of you. You're always looking out for something to happen. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you love this? The Spirit of God showing up one more time in your life. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So do you know that you can actually surrender your life to Christ without the Spirit? How do you know that you have done it on your flesh and not in the spirit? Because if you have surrendered your life to Jesus without the Spirit of God, you know what will happen? You will take your life back when the going gets hard. You didn't get it, did you? When things are not going the way you wanted to go, you'll say, no, I'm leaving this faith. I'm leaving this faith. My friends are more important for me. My education, my wealth, my position, my prominence, all important for me. But have you seen a person really, really anointed in the anointing of God? Mm-mm. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why even when you surrender your life, open with me to Galatians 2 and verse 20. We know that scripture, don't we? So just because you walk down the altar doesn't mean you're saved. That's nice, that's good. You are saved when Christ Jesus is abiding and living inside of you. When self has been dethroned. Are you with me? And Christ is seated there on the throne of your heart. Now Galatians 2:20, read it please. Read it. I have been crucified with, I've been crucified with Christ, not with a thief by his side. There are three crosses on Calvary. Some people are crucified to the thief next door. No. I've been crucified too. I've been crucified. Stop there. I have been crucified to Christ. Who crucified you? I didn't crucify myself. You didn't get it, did you? I didn't crucify myself. I have been, which means somebody else did it. Oh, you know that scripture, but you didn't understand it, did you? What's happened is you've been trying to crucify your life all the time. Where the Spirit of God is saying, let me do it for you. Ah, I have been crucified to Christ. I have been. If you crucify yourself, let me tell you, one hand always will be free. You can crucify your leg, you can crucify this hand, one hand. And with that hand, after some time, you will take this off, and you'll say, let me go my way. Did you hear that? When you're tired of staying on the cross, you'll say, enough. Maybe Gravel in the last. No. ജോലിയും കളഞ്ഞ് വീട്ടിൽ നിന്ന് മാറി നിന്നിട്ട് എല്ലാവരും മഴക്കം കേട്ടിഞ്ഞിപ്പോ ദൂരി കളഞ്ഞിട്ട് തിരിച്ചു പോയേക്കാന്ന് പറയും. But when I have been crucified. Oh, you didn't get it, did you? I have been crucified to Christ, and therefore it is no longer I who live, but Christ who liveth in me. This life that I lead by the faith of the Son of God. Where did you get that faith? The faith of the Son of God, not the faith in the Son of God. The real translation is the faith of the Son of God. Where did you get that faith? It came from the Spirit of God. So how do you know whether the Spirit of God has crucified you? Because if the Spirit of God has crucified you to Christ, you would have the faith. You won't be scared. Oh my God, after 21 days, am I going to mess up again? That's fear. Did you hear that, please? Did you hear that? You won't say, okay, am I going to blow it up again? No. That's fear. It's a sign that you are doing all the work. And you never bend your heart and your will to say, Holy Spirit, help me. Bind me to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Oh. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me say this. In the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, you will find that Abraham, a man of faith, is being tested by the Lord. And the Lord said to him, go take your only son, Isaac, to the mountain that I'll command you, and there offer him. Amen. He went, didn't he? On the third day, he saw the mountain, didn't he? And the son is asking, Lord, Father, we have got the wood, we have got the fire, we got the knife, we got the rope, everything. But where is the sacrifice? Amen. And what did the father Abraham say? The Lord will. The Lord will. The Lord will. And when he reached the base of the mountain, what did he say to his servants? Stay here. We will go and we will. That is faith. We will go and we will. And he said before that the Lord will. And he said we will go and he will come back. And he's got the wood and the fire. But where is the sacrifice? He knows when he's obeying God and going up the mountain, the Lord will send the real sacrifice from the other end. Amen. But listen to this. That sacrifice, that ram, never came up to the altar. That ram, with its horns, was entangled among a bush thorn. Ah, you didn't get it, did you? Some of us are like that lamb out there. We have come a long way up the mountain. Because God has called us. We have come a long way up the mountain. But somewhere just near the altar of God, we have got entangled somewhere without moving up to the altar. You should say, Holy Ghost, bind me to the sacrifice. Mala geri nolla sathiya. Egalasha moolu vare etti nolla seriya. Pashe altar n avada vanna. ആടിനെ കിട്ടിയില്ല, അത് സംഭവിച്ചില്ല. പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് പോകുന്ന ഇഷ്ടമാ, മലയുടെ അവിടെ നിന്നിട്ട് സാക്രിഫൈസ് കാണാൻ ഇഷ്ടമാ. ബാക്കിയുള്ളൊരു തുള്ളുന്നതും ചാടുന്നതും ഓടുന്നതും പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നതും വചനം കേൾക്കുന്നതും ഒക്കെ. പക്ഷെ എൻ്റെ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് നിന്നെ ആ യേശുവിൻ്റെ ഓൾട്ടറിലേക്ക് ഒന്ന് കെട്ടാൻ നീ സമ്മതിക്കുമോ? Nobody starts a work in the Holy Spirit and tries to end it in the flesh. You can't do it without the help of God's Holy Spirit. ഇന്ന് പലപ്പോഴും ദൈവദാസൻ നോക്കണം. Abraham lifted his eyes and he saw. അന്നാൻ എടുത്തുകൊണ്ട് ഇങ്ങ് വന്നാക്കെ എങ്ങനെയെങ്കിലും പോയി. ഇന്ന് പാസ്റ്റർമാർക്ക് അതാ കുഴപ്പമിപ്പോ. നോക്കും, അവൻ ഓൾട്ടറിന്റെ ഏകദേശം അടുത്തൊക്കെ വന്നിട്ടുണ്ട്. എവിടെയോ കൂടി ഇങ്ങനെ കിടക്കുക, ഇനി പോയി ഇങ്ങനെ എടുത്ത് ആൾട്ടറി കൊണ്ട് ഒന്ന് വെക്കണം. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You start in the Spirit, you have to finish in the Holy Spirit. Do you hear that? Tonight when you go back, or right now, lift your hands to the Lord. And genuinely from your heart say, Holy Spirit, help me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Help me to come to the altar of Christ. Help me to come to the sacrifice of Calvary. Lift your hands, open your mouth and pray. Ask Jesus to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Open your mouth and pray. Invite Him. invite him.
Help us. We ask you to be in charge over our lives and to perfect that which concerns us, and to bring to completion the very good work that you have begun in us, that Jesus would be glorified and lifted up. In your hands I commit your work, I commit your church, I commit your people. Let your fellowship be their strength. In your hands I commit them right now. I pray, Father, that your love would abide upon them. And Jesus, that your grace would abound upon them. And more than anything else, the Holy Spirit, that your fellowship would rest upon each and every one of them. To your hands, I commit them. I commit my life and this congregation and everyone here. Everyone who has asked us for prayer. Everyone who has been prayed for and everyone who is praying for us. In your hands, we commit them now. And we ask you to destroy the works of the flesh, that the people might be dependent on you and might receive a fresh touch from your presence. We promise you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So may the Almighty God bless us, the Father, with His everlasting love. And may the Lord Jesus bless us with His grace abounding. And may the Holy Spirit bless us. As I bless you in the name of the Father. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I bless you in the name of the Holy Spirit. Be blessed. Amen.